There's more. There's more. Or maybe put it by the door over there. Thank you. Moshe, you want a chair? You're okay? Okay, amazing to be here with everybody. Just to say, it's a few more minutes. Today was my mother's Shloshim. I got a haircut this morning. So the Beit should be Le'ilu Nishmasa, just the last few minutes of the Shloshim, and Hashem, we should be inspired through the Torah in her memory. Very excited to be here in Nuzman, Tavshin Pei Beis, but only for another couple of weeks, and then we get into Tavshin Pei Gimel. I look forward to some of you I know better already, and some of you I don't know as well yet, but hopefully over the next few days and weeks and months, we could be able to sit down and to schmooze and to get to know each other. But let's talk a little bit tonight about an introductory topic. There's seats here. There's any more mamakomas over there? Thanks. There's one or two if anybody wants more. Something that's always good to talk about at the beginning of a stage of life, a beginning of a zman, a beginning of an experience of learning in Eretz Yisrael for a year or more, and that is to think about dreams. To think about, actually, I need one too. I think I might have one here. One second. I got one. Thanks. And that is to think about dreams. You know, we should always have dreams in life. Dreams are always very important, but we're going to talk today a little bit about trying to actualize those dreams. And what we could think about, what we could do, what kind of attitudes we should have, in terms of trying to capitalize. Because I think the moment that we have right now, those for Hashanah Aleph for sure, it's a moment, it's a year that we've been thinking about for a very long time. At least for a year, at least in 12th grade or 13th grade, depending on which country your one is from. Maybe for 4 years, maybe for even longer. But it's the opportunity to learn here in Eretz Yisrael. And again, over the past couple of years, we don't take it for granted. After capsules and airports being closed and tests being have to taken, we do not take anything for granted. We should never take anything for granted, but especially in this generation that we find ourselves, we are thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that He gives us and allows us to be part of. So let's talk a little bit about dreams. Rav Palm notes in his Sefer in Darchei Noam, that one of the Sefarim by Rav Smith, that we know the Torah does not say any extra word, any extra letter, any extra tag. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara Menachah says, that went up on our Sinai, he said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, stringing the crowns onto the letters. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva is going to darshan mountains and mountains of halachos from these little crowns. And we have, how many halachos do we know from the crowns in Shas and Chazal? Zero. We know there's a chazal that Rabbi Akiva darshan mountains and mountains of halachas. We don't even know those halachas. But we know there's nothing extra in the Torah. No word, no letter, no mark. And yet we have Parshas Pekudei. Parshas Pekudei. Those who are Balei Kriya. It's a repeat, different trop, which makes it more difficult. We made a bar mitzvah in Corona, Vayaka Pekudei Achodesh. But, you know, Pekudei is a repeat of Tetzaveh. Vayaka is a repeat of Truma. And the question that's not really asked by the Rishonim, a little bit by Chazal, is why the need? Why can't the Torah just say, and they did it? Right, Truma Tetzaveh, they're commanded to build the Mishkan, they're commanded to have the big day kahuna, and then Vayaka Pekudei, over 200 psukim, just telling us over and over again, Kasher Tziva Hashem is Moshe, more than 15 times in Parshas Pekudei. So it says Rav Palm, such a Pashut, straightforward idea, but it's such, if we could live by it, you know, then we would be in good shape. There's one difference between Vayaka Truma Tetzaveh and Vayaka Pekudei. Truma Tetzaveh is the Asisa. The Asisa, and you shall do, and you shall do. Do this, do this. It's the command. It's the plan. It's the hope. It's the dream. What's the chiddush of Vayaka Pekudei? And they actually did it. They did it to the last bolt and screw and bit and peg down to the last detail that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them. They did it. And that's worth more than 200 psukim, because how often in life do we have dreams and hopes and aspirations and plans? And then we look back And it might not have turned out that way, like we said on the bus, those who are from the airport, right? Hashanah, we think it's going to be the year. But sometimes we look back and it turns out to be Shana. The chiddush of Yaakov Akuda is that B'nai Yisrael in the door of Midbar, they heard the plan and they followed through and they capitalized and they did it. And that message is worth every drop of ink in Vayakel and Pekudei. And there's really two messages to this idea of Rav Pam. Number one, they had a plan. Often in life, remember the beginning of the Mesilas Yesharim, source number two, the Eitz Hara's goal is to get us not to think. Just go. Just run through life. Don't think so much. You can do mitzvahs, but don't think so much about the mitzvah. Don't think so much about the commander. You can do the commandments. But don't think so much. Don't focus so much, right? That's what the Mesilas Yesharim says. To think, middle of source number two. Ula minezos bemes achas mitach bulosa v'yetzahara. This is one of the strategies of the Yetzahara, va'ar musola hachmed avodasa betmimus, to make ourselves busy, to make heavy our workload, al libos b'nei adam. Actually, sholem revach lizbonin, until we don't have time to think. Ulistaka be'etzaderach emochen, what am I doing in life? What's the goal of my life? Even in Avodas Hashem, we get too busy. We get so amus and so focused, we lose focus. Or we get caught in the trees. We don't think about the bigger picture. So number one, they had a plan. They stopped and thought, right? The Bali Musar, the Cheshbon HaNefesh, whether it's every day, every month, just a little bit. Let's say, what are my goals? What do I want to accomplish? What do I want to think about? And one of my Rebbeim once said, Rosh Hashanah time, in those days it was write a little piece of paper, put it in your wallet. Now we can put a note on your phone. What do I want to work on? By Hanukkah, I want to look back over the last 4 months and think, which area do I want to, specific, not general, I want to be better, closer to Hashem. I want to bench better. Benching's hard. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said it's harder to bench properly than to daven properly. Because benching, we're with everybody else, we're not in shul. There it is, I want to bench better. I want to be makpid on not waking up my roommate. I want to just specific things. Write three things down and put an alarm on the phone. So in 3 months, but have a plan. Message number one from Rav Pam Svard is that they had a plan. But message number two is obviously, by the way, Hashem had a plan also. Istaka baraisu bara alma. Hashem had a plan. He looked into the Torah and created the world. What is the message for us? Mahu afata. He had a plan. He was the master architect before he actually just went and built the world. But number two, he carried through on the plan. He carried through on the plan. They carried through on the plan. It's an amazing Rashi. I mentioned this Rashi. I remember. I spoke those, for me, when I spoke in Hasmonean 2 years ago. If you remember when you were in the 2 years ago grade, I mentioned this Rashi. Remember, Rabbi Hartman was very excited about the Rashi. I didn't say the Rashi, it's just a Rashi, but it wasn't a Maharal, but what could I do? But anyway, so the Rashi in Sefer Shmuel. In Sefer Shmuel, David HaMelech says, he moves his Malchus. He was in Hebron for 7 years, then he moves to Yerushalayim, and he says, I'm sitting here, but it's not right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a house, and I have a house. I want to build the Beis HaMikdash. And he says to Nasan HaNavi, can I build the Beis HaMikdash? And Nasan HaNavi says, go for it. Go for it, you can build the Beis HaMikdash, it's good. Right, plus the source number four in Shmuel Beis. V'yomar melech al Nasan HaNavi, Reina Anochi Yosheb Beis HaRazim, I'm sitting here in this nice, beautiful house. And the Aron of God is sitting in the behind the curtains. It's not nice, not appropriate. But Yom Rinasan Malak Al Shah Bilbav Khalecha say, whatever you want to do, good, Hashem Imach, Hashem is with you. Fine. In the middle of the night, Hashem comes to Nasan Navi in a dream and says, No. Go to David and tell him he can't. He can't, he has blood on his hands. His son will build it, but he can't build the Beis HaMikdash. Go tell him. Ask Rashi, according to the Medrash. Source 5. Amr Bichanina Bar Papa, one of the sons of Siyum fame. Amr Bichanina Bar Papa, Rabbi Bar Papa asks, why does Hashem have to wake up Nasan HaNavi in the middle of the night and tell him, go tell quickly, go tell David tomorrow morning? After David, they're taking off their tefillin. Nasan will go over to David and say, David, Hashem spoke to me last night. Plans have changed. No, your son who built it, but it's you can't. Why does Hashem have to wake him up? Go right now in the middle of the night. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Nasan. Ha'adam hazeh shani mishalech acha etzlo mahirhu. This person that I'm sending to you is a mahir. He acts with alacrity. Shema yiskar po'al ibnim seisi mafsido maher. If you wait till the morning, you think David's sleeping. She's been on the phone half the night, calling contractors from Lebanon, and where's he going to get the wood? Where's he going to get the this and the material and the gold and the silver? If you wait till the morning, it's going to be done. Everything's going to be finished, all the plans. What, are you going to wait till the morning? Go right now. Stop it before he finishes. Because David's somebody who has a plan and he acts on the plan. He doesn't wait. Okay, I'll do it. No. David's a mahir. We have to be people who, A, have plans, and B, put it into action. Ideas that we want to do. We want to have a Seder in blank. We want to work on this, so do it. This is the time. Kodesh Baruch was closer, and Elul, Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li, this is the time. So A, to have a plan, but B, to act like David HaMelech, and act on the inspiration. It's a story that's told in Anafetz Avos, that's Rav Avadya Yosef's commentary in Pirkei Avos, in Lo Achshav Emasai. It's a story about Baron Rothschild. So somebody once came to him for a donation, as many did, and I'm not going to read so much inside, so make sure we finish on time. And he asked for a donation. Baron Rothschild says, you know what, I don't have anything right here, but you know what, come back tomorrow and I'll give you a big donation. Like, fine. He starts walking out, and quickly Baron Rothschild takes off his gold watch and gives it to the Ani and says, here, take my gold watch. No, just for overnight. He's like, what are you? I'm not taking your gold watch. He's like, no, take my gold watch. I need you to take it. Like, why do you want to take my gold watch? He says, right now I feel very inspired to give you. But I don't know what I'm going to feel tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to feel the same way. I don't know if I'm going to. I want to make sure that I'm going to do it. Right now I feel it. But I don't know what's going to be because inspiration doesn't always last. So I want to do something now to make sure that as we continue, tomorrow, I'm a shubit, so to speak. I'm already put myself into this situation because right now I feel it. Because you act right away. David HaMelech acts right away. Baron Rothschild, you act because you feel it. We even know that from one word that we're all familiar with. Most in the room are Ashkenazim, so we have not started saying Slichos yet. But in Slichos, in the Ashkenazi Slichos, as we get closer to Yom Kippur, Akedas Yitzchak plays a major role. Major. Every single day, there's a paragraph about the Akedah. One of the Akronim asks, why do we focus on that detail of Akedah, Akedas Yitzchak, the binding of Yitzchak? There are a lot of details in the story. The going to the mountain, the going up the mountain, the lifting up the nut. The binding, the detail of the binding, Akedas Yitzchak, why is that so important and so crucial? We even call it that. Akedas Yitzchak, so the Shemana Tov, who was a Rav of Yom Gizrael Williamsburg. There was a Yom Gizrael, there is a Yom Gizrael Williamsburg, 1940s, 50s. So in the Shemana Tov, one of his volumes, source number 7, you have it there, he says maybe it's a medrash. There's a medrash that says on the way to the Akedah, Yitzchak, who's 37 years old, turned to his father, who's 137, and says, Dad, Abba, I'm a little nervous. Oh, what are you nervous about? Nervous, what? Mesiras Nefesh, knife? No, I'm not nervous about that. I'm nervous that when I'm lying on the Mizbeach and I look up and I see the knife, I might start moving. And I might passel up the shechita. I might mess up and cause a blemish because I'm going to be nervous. You know, instinct. You see a knife. So you know what? Make sure, Dad, tie me down very well.
don't let me move. Kaftani yafe yafe. Akdani yafe yafe. Tie me down very well so I can't move.
What's the message? Yitzchak Avinu on the way to the Akedah felt the inspiration. He knew what he wanted to do, but he knew it might not last. He knew sometimes feelings fade. So he, like Baron Rothschild, he took precautions when he feels the inspiration. This is what I want to do. I feel right now I want a chavrusa in this. I'm going to go over to somebody and ask him. In 2 days from now, I'm going to think, what am I thinking? Do I really want to learn that? Do I really want to work on that? But right now I feel it. Right now I feel it. We have to do what we can to make sure that it lasts. Some of you who have been on the YU campus or Amar Shakola are familiar with Rav Yitzchak Cohn Shlita. I remember one time in my life I was in YU for Yom Kippur. One time, I think a year after I got married, I was in Yom Kippur. I remember after Yom Kippur, I'm walking out of the Beis Medrash. Those who don't know Rav Yitzchak Cohn, he's tall. He's an amazing Rebbe. Anyway, so I said, Rebbe, how was your Yom Kippur? Right after Yom Kippur, I'm walking out. How was your Yom Kippur? He says, Shalom. I can't tell you how my Yom Kippur was. I can't tell you. Ask me in July how my Yom Kippur was. Ask me in July, did it affect me as a person? Did I change? Did I take Yom Kippur with me? Ask me in July. It's on our family WhatsApp group, July 1st. It's always, but July. They all know the story. Ask me in July how my Yom Kippur was. Abdani yafe yafe. Tie me down so I could take it with me. Number one, we need plans. Number two, we need to put the plans into action. To act like David HaMelech. We want to do something to put it into action. But we also have to realize, I guess point number three, is that things take time. Things take time. There's a WhatsApp. Those who have been here before, I've mentioned this WhatsApp. I'll read it from my phone so you remember it. It's saved on my phone as the Shas guy. Who's the Shas guy? I copied it out, but I like to read it from the Shas guy. Here we go. 2019. So how many years ago? 2 years ago. I'll go back to the beginning of this section. Is this Rav Rosner? Yes. Hi, I emailed you yesterday. I know it's quite weird that I'm contacting you across the globe. It's just that I've listened to lots of your shiurim and sichos, so I think you could be able to help me. Great, what's your issue? Covering ground. I just can't. It's depressing. I managed 6 blad in all of Elul. It's not that I don't learn. I learn 12 hours a day. I also, Baruch Hashem, are very good in the shiurim and in halacha. I answered, that's not covering ground. We don't measure growth based on dafim, but on effort and work. If you work hard and do your best, then that's covering ground. Rav Moshe says any extended period learning, you can make a siyum on, even on one page. Hasmei pechelka. Everybody's brains work differently. So there's no inyan in knowing shas. Take it day by day. That's all you need to do. How old are you? 21. Interesting. Based on my cheshbon, I will finish shas when I'm 112 years old. Quite depressing. There's no chiyuv to know shas. Just to do your best. That's all Hashem wants. And it's the Eitz Hara to have these thoughts about life. Hashem doesn't want you to be upset. Just think about today and fill your time properly. That's all you need to have on your mind. I understand what the Rebbe is saying, but perhaps something needs to be fixed here because everyone else seems to be managing. 5-6 blad is mine is a problem. It's really depressing as well. In the end of this mind, I feel like I've accomplished nothing in life. So in a chinami, who cares? Whoever's telling you this is wrong, what about your mashkiach? No mashkiach in my yeshiva. Okay. I didn't ask him where it is. Bechulu, bechulu. I feel bad bothering. Okay, then he asked me a different rebbeim. Lamaise, it took me like 3 days to try to convince him that it's okay. And if he's doing his best, it's okay. Because plans take time. Reb Nevenzal writes in one of his surahim, we all want to know shas tonight. And if we do one all-nighter, I'll put in an all-nighter. That's not how things work. Just this afternoon. It's not on your sheet because I just saw it this afternoon. I was preparing a shiur for Shabbos in the shul about, I think I copied it, about Baal Tashchis, Ki Ha'adam Eitz HaSadeh, comparing, this week's parsha, trees. People are compared to trees. Ki Ha'adam Eitz HaSadeh. So Rav Soloveitchik writes in the Masoreth Rav, the process of tree growth is very slow. Patient supervision is indispensable. In contrast to construction, where one can accelerate the process by using more workers, one cannot hasten the process of growth. Similarly, the process of educating a human being is slow, gradual, tedious. Judaism never believed in revivalism, overnight conversion. The religious transformation is similar to the growth of a tree. V'chulu. You have to recognize that plans take time. Plans take time. Rav Yosef Nechemiah Kornitzer, who was the last Rav in Krakow, if you look at source number 8, he says maybe this also relates what some of the Mefarshim connect the last words of the Torah to the first words of the Torah. Le'enei kol Yisrael, Bereishis bara Elokim. In front of the Jews, you should remember the message of Bereishis bara Elokim. What's the message of Bereishis bara Elokim? Says Rabbi Yosef Nechemia, why is it the father-in-law of Shapsi Frankel, of the Frankel Rambams, Rabbi Yosef Nechemia Kornitzer. So says Rabbi Yosef Nechemia, why is it that almost everything you think about in Maisa Bereishis, almost everything in Maisa Bereishis, where he has it here in the first paragraph, happened in stages. Right, Rashi quotes, "Tihi rakia, pirush yischazik harakia, shavavish shamayim biyom rishon nivru, shamayim biyom rishon nivru, adayin lachim ayu." Right, the Shemayim was created on earlier, and then it was settled and solidified later. The Maoros, right, the sun and the moon and the stars, on day one they were created, but they were only hung on Wednesday. And then the grass was earlier, was created on day three, but it didn't grow until Adam davened for it after it rained. Why all these stages? It says if you're saying Nehemiah, even in my subgracious, things take time. We can't expect to have overnight results. Right? It's coming to Eretz Yisrael, coming to Israel for the year or two. It's not like in a week from now we're going to say, okay. Right? And call us cautious. Lose electricity. I just heard you lost electricity the first night. We have to have that in Beit Shemesh too. Okay, it's... Beginnings are challenging, getting used to a new thing, but we can't expect after a week or two, we even have to one's man to look back, just take it day by day. Things take time. Plans take time. It's even in my sabratius. So number one, we need plans. Number two, we have to recognize to try to put our plans into action. Number three, plans take time. Number four, fourth out of five, I think. We'll see what we have time for. Fourth point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special, different package for each of us in terms of our lives. And we can't look to our sides, to each other, to look at other people, what they're up to, where they're going, how they're doing, how they're davening, how they're learning, what they're accomplishing. Because each of us have our own pekel. Each of us have our own social, family, economic, emotional package that HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically tailored to us. And just like we don't look at our friends' glasses and... I wish I had those glasses, that prescription. We generally don't do that. Not one of those, you know, jealousy things. Because this prescription is his prescription. Whatever, this is appropriate for his eyes. Everything in life, every situation in life, we don't choose our deck of cards. We just choose how to play them. Rav Kook writes this. Rav Kook's Yard Site, right? I think it's Gimel, something like that, right now. So Rav Kook writes in source number 9 in his Siddur. We say on the Yom Narayim, Elokai ad shelo notzarti, eini chedai, v'achshav shelo notzarti, ki ilo notzarti. Elokai Hashem, ad shelo notzarti, before I was created, eini chedai, it wasn't appropriate for me to be born. Our birthday is the day that Hashem decided the world cannot live another day without us. None of us was supposed to be born in the days of Reb Kiva Eger or the days of Reb Yakiva or the days of the Rambam. We didn't have a tachlis in those generations. We were dafka born into this door because we have something to fulfill, something to accomplish in our specific situation. L'fleishen otzarti, kol oso azmana bilti mugbal, all the years infinite, backwards in time, v'ade lo hayadomer ba'olam shayitzarach li, there was no need for me to be born, I had no tachlis to fulfill. And we say on Yom Kippur is V'achshav shelo notzarti ki ilo notzarti. I haven't fulfilled what I'm supposed to. But the message is that we each were born into a specific time and a specific situation because the Kodesh Baruch Hu believes in us. And he knows that we could do it in this generation of corona, of cell phones, of whatever it is. This is our door. This is our tachlis. Yecheskel Abramsky once noted, I've heard it in the name of a few people, but I'll say him. Yecheskel Abramsky once noted that we say every morning, Moda'ani lefanecha, first words that we say, we thank Hashem, Shechazarti bi nishmasi bechemla, He gave us back our neshama, Rabba emuna secha. Great is your emuna. And the answer should be Rabba emuna si. I wake up in the morning, I have emuna in Hashem, Rabba emuna si. No, we say Rabba emuna secha. If you gave me another day and I woke up, then you must have emuna in me, that I have something to accomplish today. Rabba emuna set. The first thing we say every day is a declaration that Hashem believes in me. And Hashem knows that I could do it. And Hashem knows that I could have those plans and carry out those plans and be patient with those plans and overcome any specific challenges that we have. Once heard many years ago, in the Shir Bar Rabbi Frand, skipping for a moment, where are we here? Did I give you the psukim? Yeah, go to the last page for a minute. On the top, 13. Moshe Rabbeinu is bargaining with Hashem at the Sneh. Hashem says, go. Moshe says, I don't want to go, and they don't deserve it, and who am I? All the different excuses that Moshe Rabbeinu could come up with. And finally, Moshe Rabbeinu has a secret weapon. He says, Hashem, I can't go. I have a speech impediment. K'vad peh v'k'vad lashon anochi. I have a speech impediment. I can't. What should the next pasuk be? And Hashem says to Moshe, abracadabra, no more speech impediment. Hashem could do that. Hashem could do anything. Okay, you're right. Speech impediment. You can't speak in front of power. Speech impediment. Okay, no more speech impediment. No, it doesn't say, what is the next pasuk? And Hashem says to Moshe, don't worry about it. I'll be with you. And Aaron will also help you out. And you'll be fine. And Hashem, my friend, I think he went to the Chavetz Chaim. I don't remember who. Why didn't Hashem just heal him? Hashem just like, okay, good. Because he's teaching us that to be the world's greatest leader, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be born perfect. With the speech impediment and with the challenges and with any situation that we have, we could do it. Rabba emuna secha. Hashem believes in us. Hashem knows we could overcome our challenges. So A, we need a plan. We need to plan out. Everybody in their own private way. What do I want to accomplish? This Elul, this year. Number two, to carry it out. To be like David HaMelech. To be a Mahir. To be like Baron Rothschild. To be like, okay, that's Yitzchak. Number three, to know that plans take time. It can take months, a year, 2 years, 3 years. Right? Number four, we each have our own challenges to overcome. Five, fifth and last final point. 30 seconds. Next week's parsha, Mordechai Eliyahu in his commentary on Chumash, source 14, of Divrei Mordechai. Ki tivne bayis chadosh, when you build a house, build a beautiful big house, but you know what? Yaziza makel gagecha, put a fence on the roof. What does that symbolize, says Rav Eliyahu? Make it realistic. Put a makel, put a fence. Don't go overboard. Right? We shouldn't have dreamed, obviously. Right? We should have beyond, like a little bit above what we thought we could do, but not... I want to finish Shas Yerushalmi this year. I want to finish that sometime in my life, but halavai, maybe somebody here could do it. But generally, most of us are probably not finishing Shas Yerushalmi this year. Let's work on first Naim Ochsin, and then let's go step by step. But we should be realistic. And sometimes we have to talk to our Rebbeim, talk to our friends. You know, we can't be, okay, I want to make sure to put on tefillin every day, Baruch Hashem. But we can't shortchange ourselves either. We have to make sure that we're shooting for the, what's the phrase? Shoot for the stars, you'll get to the moon, something like that. Whatever it is. Yeah. We have to shoot high. We have to shoot high. But make sure that it's realistic. Make sure that it's something that we can grab onto. It might not seem realistic to us now, but it can be realistic. Whatever we think, maybe a little bit beyond. But that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us. It's the beginning of Elul. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. Dear Yeshua Hashem Behimatzo, there will never... I bless you all that you'll be able to have much time to learn in all your life on Me'avei Esrim Shana. But I also bless you that you'll have get married and have families and have other responsibilities. There's never going to be another time like this to just work and grow and focus on myself, focus on me and my chevra, focus on my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without anything else, nothing financial, nothing familiar, nothing else going on. This is the time we have to use. These are the years we have to use to grow, to connect, to plan. So again, plans, carrying out the plans, recognizing that plans take time, recognizing personal challenges are tailor-made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Rav Kook says, Achelon Osarti, right, at this moment, and recognize that we could be realistic, but still make amazing strides. You hear us on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us the Siyata D'Shmaya, and the Chachma, and the Koach, to be able to do it, that we can look back, at the end of this month, at the end of the year, at the end of our time in yeshiva, to say, Baruch Hashem, like Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa said, let's all be mahir. Let's all be those who accomplished. And Baruch Hashem, Hashem will bless our efforts. Habol Atar Messiah also, and we should all be zocheh to an amazing, amazing year of growth, of fulfillment, and friendship. And Baruch Hashem, Geulos and Yeshuos. Okay, we'll stop now.